What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can put your sports IQ to work in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions live, all game long. You use your sports knowledge in the moments that matter. Robinhood Prediction Markets changes the game. It's people moving the action. So when momentum shifts, you can move with it. I always knew the game, but never had a dynamic way to apply that knowledge. Now, I can actually take part live in a market powered by people. You're no longer just a spectator. Play by play, you decide. Trade every play with Robinhood. Now available across the U.S. Download the Robinhood app now to begin. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas with you on Thursday, January 8th. And definitely some news here to start with in just a couple of minutes. Phil's made a couple of arbitration deals. They signed a lefty reliever to a minor league deal. Also have an update for you on Zach Wheeler. And then I want to do a little around Major League Baseball a little later on. And I want to continue with the top five Phillies players all time at each position. I've done catcher, did first base last time. And now I want to do the top five second basemen of all time. So stay tuned for that in just a little bit towards the end of the show. But figure we start with some of the news from players seeing if they will go to arbitration, some Phillies players that might go to arbitration. And we have three updates so far on Phillies that I have seen. Jesus Luzardo and the Phillies avoid arbitration. He gets a one-year $11 million deal, and then he'll be a free agent next year. Tanner Banks at $1.2 million, and then Bryson Stott at $5.9 million. So I think those are pretty good numbers for all those players, but we're still waiting on some others between Edmundo Sosa, Alec Bohm, and a few others. So keep you updated here on Phillies Today. We'll give you those news on those players as we hear what's going on with the others that we still are waiting to see what happens with them. But again, Luzardo, 1 year, $11 million. Tanner Banks, 1 year, $1.2 million. And then Bryson Stott at $5.9 million. Next thing I wanted to get to, and I mean, this really puts a smile on your face, man. And as a fan of, you know, being, you know, a fan of a team, and especially not just a fan of a team, a fan of a player, and when a certain, you know, guy might be you know, your favorite player, and if not, you know, one of your favorite players. This is really, really awesome to see. So according to Bob Nightingale, in a recent article, he mentions Kyle Schwarber, you know, him receiving a five-year, $150 million deal to re-sign with the Phillies, but was, you know, mentioning him being, you know, in such demand that, you know, even the Pirates and Reds were in serious pursuit, with the Reds even willing to offer more until Schwarber told them it wasn't necessary. So apparently the Reds were actually willing to give Kyle Schwarber more, offer him more money. And now I don't know exactly what that means. I forget exactly what the number was that the Reds were, or I think they went 125. I forget exactly which one it was. I know the Orioles did match it. And then, you know, Schwarber goes back to the Phillies, and then they end up signing Alonso. But either way, I think it's really, really awesome to hear that, you know, Schwarber, you know, that shows that he really wanted to be in Philadelphia. And I think that speaks volumes on, you know, him as a player, as a person. And I don't even know just about that, but I mean, it's got to feel, does that not feel amazing to hear? If you haven't heard that yet, I saw this on social media within the last couple of days. And does that not make you feel amazing as a Phillies fan? I mean, really, really this year, Kyle Schwarber, kind of, it felt like transformed into almost the face of the franchise. I mean, you know, Bryce still being Bryce, but I mean, Bryce maybe having a tiny bit of a down year, and then Schwarber doing what he did this year and all that he did. It almost really felt like Kyle Schwarber became the face of the franchise this season. And for someone like him, where, I mean, he's looking for the last probably big contract that he was going to be able to get. And if the Reds were actually willing to offer more, you know, money than the Phillies were willing to offer, and he says, hey, it's not going to be necessary, I think that shows you how much maybe he, you know, did value staying in Philadelphia and being somewhere where he was liked, that he liked, you know, being here since 2022. Shows you how much he valued all of that. So I thought that was really, really cool to hear. Moving on to something else, I do have audio for this. Matt Strom, something that I don't want to say this is not cool to hear. I mean, I don't really feel either way about it, but, you know, kind of on the way out here for Matt Strom, he was on Foul Territory, on the Foul Territory Baseball YouTube network, and he had this to say when he was on with Eric Kratz about the situation, about there being any bad blood in Philadelphia and the reports that were coming out about him butting heads with players and personnel. So yeah, there's not like a whole lot to take away from there. It's nothing where you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to miss Strom, or, oh, like, screw you, Strom. Glad you're not going to be back with the team. He mentions there that, you know, certain guys being in certain positions that they're not going to be liked, and things like that. I don't really know what to take away from that. There's not a whole lot to take away, but I am curious to know if there's anybody out there that does think any differently about that, where it's like, oh, do you get like, I don't know. I'll be honest, I do get kind of weird vibes from the, and maybe it's just because of everything that's happened the last couple of weeks with Strom getting traded, and even a couple of months before that with the Dombrowski thing, him talking about, you know, Strom with the PFPs. I don't know. Maybe there's some weird vibes there. I don't know. But I did find that, like, I mean, he did deny any having any rifts with any players. I don't know. I don't really know. But that was Strom on the Foul Territory Network, him talking about any bad blood in Philly that he would have between him and the Phils. And then moving on to the Philly signing, a reliever to a minor league deal, Tucker Davidson, who was originally on that Braves team 5 years ago that won a World Series in 2021. I mean, he really didn't really do much for that Braves team, but he technically was a part of that Braves team. and was with AAA Nashville last year for a little bit, and then played most of the season actually in Korea in the KBO, where he put up some decent numbers, had a 3.65 ERA and 123 and a third innings pitched with a KBO team last year. So the Phillies adding some minor league, or well, yeah, minor league, but some depth for their bullpen, and seeing what maybe Tucker Davidson can bring to the table potentially if the Phillies need some depth in their bullpen, which they, I feel like they always, I mean, every team needs some relief pitching depth, whether it comes to injuries or whether it comes to guys not performing. You know, relievers are kind of almost an every other year deal sometimes, so you never know. So we'll see what maybe the Phillies can get out of Tucker Davidson. Update on Zach Wheeler. According to Matt Gelb, in a recent Athletic article, he mentions that Zach Wheeler is progressing in his offseason recovery. A couple of days ago, it was reported that he was throwing at 75 feet and has remained in the Philadelphia area to conduct his workouts with Phillies personnel overseeing. According to manager Rob Thompson, the trainers seem to think he's doing very well. Thompson said that on Monday. And I think it's a good piece of news here. You know, grain of salt, and it being January 8th. I mean, still has some time to go in his recovery here. But it's quoted in the article here from Gelb that nothing so far suggests that he will miss a large chunk of time during the season. And that would obviously... wouldn't love to hear that as a Phillies fan if he were to miss a lot of time, but we'll keep monitoring the Wheeler situation. Hopefully, you know, he can be on track to be back around opening day, because you know this starting pitching staff has really been the strength for this Phillies team the last two seasons. Absolutely, I mean, I think we could all agree that the last 2 years, the starting pitching has really been the number one strength of this team. So we'd like to have that continue, and it's going to be a lot better if Zach Wheeler is on this team. But, you know, most important thing from him coming back from a serious surgery like this is that he does the safest and best thing possible for his recovery. So that's an update for you on Zach Wheeler's offseason recovery. One other thing from the Athletic article from Gelb that I wanted to mention was he mentioned in, one segment of the article that titled Japanese players did not fit. So, and this regarding the Phils, potentially looking at guys like Tatsuya Ime, Munetaka Murakami, Kazuma Okamoto, guys like that, have all been signed at this point. And mentions that the Phil's interest in this class's headliners was, quote, lukewarm. So he mentions that their interest was lukewarm. And also, according to league sources, the Phils didn't see Murakami and Okamoto as defensive fits for this roster. So I guess they were really valuing them and what they could be defensively.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And Murakami and Akimoto, who, you know, are going to be, what, third baseman, DHs, maybe first baseman in the league. I guess they just didn't view them as defensive fits. And they also had concerns about Ime, whether he was going to be able to log enough or to be, you know, consistent enough to be a starting pitcher, be able to log enough innings, and whether or not he would be a bullpen, you know, a reliever instead. So there were some concerns there. So it was kind of laid out here a little bit, kind of some insight into what the Phillies' interest was exactly in some of these Japanese players. Because that, look, man, looking at some of the deals that some of these guys got, I think on one hand it's like, well, man, Phillies maybe should have went after a couple of these guys, or at least one of them. And but I think there's also clearly in some of these, you know, contracts that these guys got, Ime 3 years, $54 million, Akimoto, what, 4 years, $60 million, Murakami's 3 years, $60 million, I think. I forget exactly what the number was. I think that shows maybe the concerns that a lot of teams had, not just the Phillies, like it was all throughout Major League Baseball. So that is interesting as well. So some insight in there to where the Phillies didn't, you know, lack of interest in some of these Japanese players. All right. Wanted to get to top five second basemen in Phillies history. Top five. Maybe I'll give some honorable mentions at the end of this. But wanted to go through the top five second basemen in Phillies history. Now, precursor to this, I didn't want to, you know, there was a player that potentially could have been on this list, Knapp, Lajoie. He's an all-time hitter, you know, 3,000-plus hits, great career, and Hall of Famer. But he played for the Phillies like pre-1900. And I was considering him for the list, but I just felt weird trying to slot him into the list, considering he played for the... All these other players were after 1970. And look, I'm 31, so half of these players I didn't even see play. I think actually most of these players didn't see play. But I figured, let's get pre-1900 out of here, even though Knapp Lajoie, great all-time player. But I didn't have him in there. So this is mostly like after, I mean, all these players I have in here, I'm telling you, just a little secret. Oh, well, after, I guess, 1960. So coming in at number five, Dave Cash. Dave Cash, three-time All-Star with the Phillies. He was only there for 3 years, but three-time All-Star with the Phillies, played for the Phillies from 74 to 76, led the majors in hits in 1975, led the National League in triples in 1976, and he made the All-Star team every year that he was here for those 3 years, and then also got MVP votes all 3 years that he was here. So Dave Cash, I have it number five. Had a really good 3 years here. Number four, and I'm strictly going off of, I think I was looking at this player's stats, and I said, well, you know, it's not like it's a stacked second baseman here. I'm just being real. And I think a lot of you out there can agree with this, that they're, if you want to do your own top five list, which I'm always welcome to, it wasn't a really stacked top five here. So I had to go with Tony Taylor at number four. wasn't necessarily like an amazing hitter or anything like that, but did end up with 1,511 hits with the Phillies. It's 12th all-time in franchise history. He did play 15 seasons with the Phillies. Wasn't an amazing hitter, nothing like that, but I think he can get number four here just because of the amount of games he played with the Phillies, played 15 seasons, and he ends up with over 1,500 hits. So I think Tony Taylor, I can slot in a number four here, and there should be no problems with that. Number three wasn't a Mike Schmidt or anything by any means. Wasn't Greg Luzinski. Wasn't any of his teammates in the 1980 World Series. But Manny Trio, and I think a lot of people, maybe you're listening and you were able to watch that 1980 team, and I think people would agree that Manny Trio was, you know, a big part of that team. Ended up winning 1980 NLCS MVP. He had two All-Star appearances with the Phillies in the like 4 to 5 seasons that he was here in Philadelphia. You know, won a couple of Silver Sluggers, a couple All-Star appearances, a couple of Gold Gloves. He had 3 Gold Gloves in total with the Phillies. And I think that's good enough to put him number three on this list. And, of course, 1980 World Series champion. So Manny Trio, number three on the list. Number two, someone who played in kind of super dark era of Phillies baseball, but wasn't, you know, season that he started with the Phils, or his first full year, I guess, wasn't, you know, this is the era that the Phils, you know, started to go a little backwards from making the World Series in 1983, obviously winning in 80, but then making it again in 1983. Juan Samuel gets the nod here for me at number two. He did have a strikeout problem, but so did Ryan Howard. But double digits and triples 4 straight seasons. Led the majors in triples twice while he was with the Phillies. Also stole 249 bases in 7 seasons with the Phils as well. His 1987 season was really good. Led the majors in triples with 15, 113 runs scored. Was a career high for him. 28 home runs, 100 RBI, 35 stolen bases. Had an 837 OPS. 329 total bases, made the All-Star team, won a Silver Slugger, also finished 13th in MVP voting. Juan Samuel takes number two for me. And then number one, if there was any surprise, of course, Chase Utley. Peak from 2005 to 2010 was just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I was actually looking at him versus Pedroia and Robbie Cano. I actually would put from 05 to 2010. If you want to do from 05 to 2010, like looking at Chase's peak, like was the best second baseman in baseball for those 5 years or 6 years, technically from 05 to 2010, that's 6 seasons. You know, Pedroia did have that MVP. And then by like 09, 2010, Robinson Cano was probably like the best second baseman in baseball at that time. But regardless, I think from 05 to 2010, there's an argument for Chase to be the best second baseman in baseball. I mean, this should be no surprise at all. Chase, you know, 09 World Series where he hit 6 home runs. That's, you know, tied for the record. 08 World Series champ, was underrated defensively. You know, the numbers he was putting up as a second baseman were second to none, you know, averaging like 25 to 30 home runs. The OPS numbers, again, like defensively was, I think, a little underrated, even to a certain extent. Chase was, you know, leader of those teams in the late 2000s, early 2010s, where the Phils win those, you know, 5 National League East titles, win a World Series, 2 National League pennants, all that. Chase was a ginormous part in that. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you know this already, but Chase is number one for me. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Not even close. Chase is the number one all-time second baseman here. So Chase Utley comes in at number one. Honorable mentions, I'll throw a couple in there. Bryson Stott, I'll actually put in there an honorable mention. Gene Segura as well. And maybe a little bias just because it's a little recency bias. Maybe there's a few others that you could throw in there as well. Maybe Mickey Morandini, maybe from the 90s. But I'll put Stott, Segura, maybe Mickey Morandini in there as well. I'll make them a couple of honorable mentions, all with good careers. Stott, clearly in the middle of his career. Segura retiring within the last year or two. I want to say it was in the last year, but I forget now. But Segura definitely retired. But Segura, clearly, you know, when he was on his way out after the 22 year, you know, became like a fan favorite. It's a shame how that worked out with him being done after that 22 season. But I will put a couple of those guys as some honorable mentions. So let me know what you think about that list. Real quick, before we get out of here, around Major League Baseball, Cubs made a trade. No more Edward Cabrera in the National League East. The Cubs traded for the right-hander starting pitcher Edward Cabrera. On the other end, the Marlins get who was the Cubs' top prospect, Owen Casey. They also get Christian Hernandez and Edgardo De Leon. Former Philly, Michael Lorenzen, who we all know from hurling that no-hitter from a couple of years ago. He signed a one-year, $8 million contract with the Rockies. What pitchers want to go to the Rockies? But I guess they give him that contract, so I guess in that case, why wouldn't you? Also, the A's were denied Athletics trademarks. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the A's request to trademark the names Las Vegas Athletics and Vegas Athletics. The team plans on going to Vegas in 2028, but they get denied those patents those trademarks. So they will remain, it looks like, the Athletics. So that will do it for me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Let me know any, you know, thoughts that you had on these topics today for today's episode. So that will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys soon.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.